Proclamation number 6030 of 21st of August, 1954. People's indifference requires harder blows. How hopeless is the state of countless people on earth because they do nothing to bring their souls to maturity. Their thoughts are only ever earthly directed and they never rise to the heights. They never enter the spiritual realm. They never ask themselves why they stay on earth. And they avoid every conversation about it because they don't want to know anything but what seems to be beneficial to their physical life. And this is how most people on earth are, despite the ego work of God's servants to shake them out of their wrong thinking. The word of God is directed everywhere, calls of admonition and warning sound everywhere, yet people close their ears because the sound from the world touches them more strongly and they follow it willingly. The strongest world events hardly touch them anymore. The sudden death of people is no reason for them to think about the transience of the earthly. They hear it and pass it over. Catastrophes of the greatest magnitude do not disturb them as long as they themselves are not affected by them, and the distress of their fellow human beings hardly touches their hearts so that their will to help would be stimulated. And this is a dreadful and desolate state because it affects them spiritually. Because people's souls are in utmost darkness and can hardly reach the light as long as people feel satisfied by earthly goods and pleasures. Satan truly has power on this earth, for people themselves have given it to him. Every thought only applies to the attainment of worldly aims, and from morning till night they create for their bodies which, however, perish. And whether death also reaps a rich harvest in their surroundings. Only a few are touched by it because they're affected. And thus people can no longer be frightened by anything and move to a change of will because everything bounces off them and leaves no impression. Therefore, events must storm ever more sorrowfully against humanity. Ever more clearly must the indications of the transitoriness of life and possessions be given. Ever more violent the elements of nature must step out of their order, so that human hearts become frightened and ask for the purpose and causes of what throws the world into turmoil. And God will also allow such things, He will send signs to people. But whether they pay attention to them is up to them. He wants to save, yet He will not appoint anyone to change His will. But again and again He will speak a clear language which everyone can understand. The earth is approaching its end, and the knowledge of this will also be spread throughout the world. And those who pay attention to the signs will not close their minds to this indication. They will believe and prepare themselves. But where there is darkness, even the signs and indications are of no use, and people will meet bodily and spiritual death through their own fault. Amen.